Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 159 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And this episode is a really cool one. It's a bonus episode, so to speak, but it's long, so it's not like a 5-minute bonus episode. What I've done is I've interviewed a lot of people, and I've always made a YouTube version. Well, I filmed it, and so I've cut a YouTube version, but some of them I've rushed out. There's been two or three that I've rushed out, and one of them, which is Sheldon Mason's one from Mason Barbecue. But I've always been meaning to cut at the YouTube version so you could see Sheldon, see what he's all about, and his interview is so great. It's very important that you see him, but a lot has happened to Sheldon since that interview, so I wanted to revisit things with him, see where he's at, and let you guys know where he's at, and then also have that YouTube version. So if you're listening to the podcast version is just the new portion, and I'll have a link to Sheldon's previous interview, which I would recommend listening to again. In cutting it, I learned a lot more about, he's very insightful, he's got big things coming, not even things that we really talk about, but you could just tell he's very cerebral. He loves food and barbecue and camaraderie. I would recommend following along with what he does. He's now at 2M Smokehouse in San Antonio, working with Saul and Joe and the team there. And it's so interesting. We talk more about 2M, and 2M should be on your radar. If you haven't visited 2M Smokehouse, head down to San Antonio. It's not that far away. They're putting out exceptional food. This also gets into the weeds of what Sheldon's all about as a core, about his passions, such as barbecue and music and cast iron and coffee. Also talk about like his business philosophy, and we get into Headley and Bennett, and we get into Howland Ray's. We get into a lot of different things, which it's intriguing and interesting. So if you're watching on the YouTube version, there'll be a break from the newest version to the previous interview. I would stick in. You'll learn a lot. Trust me. Thank you again, Sheldon, for taking the time. And if you're digging these interviews, please subscribe to the podcast or the YouTube channel or both. That way you don't miss out. You can see me on social media at Kevin's BBQ Joints on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. I also have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com with links to all the podcasts, the YouTube stuff, original content, a lot of cool new stuff that I have coming up, and a lot of cool new stuff that I've been putting up. So check that out. But in the end, thank you guys for listening, watching. I do appreciate it. Have a great week. Thank you. If we're going to do that, we might as well revisit, because there's been some things that have been updated since.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's kind of crazy, too, because I'd forgotten all about the video version of it. I kind of just forgot about it.
I kind of did, too. I was like going through, I'm like, because I have a list of like people that I need to edit and everything, and then it's like Sheldon, and it says like need to edit the of YouTube. I'm like, oh, shit. Shit, I forgot.
Yeah, I mean, it just put it in line with everything else you got going on. I totally get it, man.
No, I know, but still, I want that version because I think it's cool. So this will be cool. It'll be kind of a new way to refresh kind of what you're doing. What we kind of started. You're not in Montana anymore, yeah. Are you?
No, I moved to Texas now. So I'm working at 2M Smokehouse now. I'm kind of doing the whole Texas barbecue dream that I always wanted to do. I didn't really talk about it with a lot of people. Certain people knew I was going to come here. I didn't really make it kind of. I didn't want to make news out of it or anything. Not that I'm some crazy celebrity or anything like that. Like anybody was really wondering where I was going.
But it's like the typical Sheldon style. You just pop up somewhere.
Yeah, that kind of goes with my whole MO, I guess you'd say. Yeah. So now I'm here doing that full time. You know, I'm done with the Air Force chapter of my life.
How do you feel with that? How do you feel with that chapter going away?
You know, it was kind of an easy transition for me, I guess. I had kind of been transitioning the last several years to kind of just go ahead and I knew this is what I was going to do. And people, they always knew that this is where I was going to end up. I'd be in the barbecue and then the food industry somewhere. Cause I'd been talking, people just knew that that's what I was going to do. Cause I talked about it so much and that's what I was going to do one day. And then if I didn't do it, then I felt like I didn't hold up my end of the bargain. Cause I, you know, people just ask, what do you want to do when you're done? I want to cook food. I want to make barbecue. I just want to bring that happiness and that passion to everybody.
And personally, I think you would have felt unfulfilled.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, there were other things I could have done. Honestly, I could have went and did the follow-on Air Force career, which is most people do civilian contractor and they go work at a lot of places. And I respect that, the people that want to go do that. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not what I wanted to do. I did 20 years of this and it was time for me to, I just say, we'll turn the page like Bob Seger used to say. So,
just like he used to say it. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a great line. It's a great line.
So I guess he's still currently saying it just in an older body or whatever. The music world and the music industry is a whole nother And we can talk about
that's
music
a
all
whole
day too.
passion for you too. And that's also too. I kind of wanted to shed just a tiny bit of light onto the coffee music, but in some way to weave in. I don't know how we'll do it, but I think that people need to know that you're multifaceted. There's a lot of interests that you have.
Yeah, the rabbit hole goes kind of deep with me. Most people that are close friends of mine, I had that we can kind of circle back to a few of these things. Like Evan and I spent like 2 weeks basically together going to Chicago back in July for the Windy City Smokeout thing. So we drove there and drove back. So we had a lot of in-depth conversations and talked quite a bit about just life, music, and we share a lot of the same interests. Yeah, it's kind of crazy how all these things are kind of connected in a weird way. Music, food, barbecue, if you want to call it that, coffee, all these things are kind of things that I'm very passionate about. So,
And they, like you said, they bring people pleasure. It's like a way to share and to share like a commonality, a human commonality that we all have.
oh yeah, absolutely. I think that just the brotherhood of those things bringing people together is just something that I don't know. It's been passed down to me definitely from what my grandmother bestowed on me when I was younger. It was all about, she never really ate. She walked around, she cooked because she was a chef. And then she kind of passed that on to me when I was just a little dude. And that's kind of where I used to just mirror her and follow her around all the
Interesting.
time. And I love that because for her, it was more or less she would graze just to taste the food. But the actual satisfaction was from her seeing other people enjoy what she did and put all this hard work in. And I think that's kind of where
It
I think
sounds
that's
like
where I
that's what
got
you
it
are.
from, really. I don't really know anywhere else I would have gotten it from. It's just the enjoyment of just, I don't know, the sheer excitement of people really enjoying things.
What was your favorite dish that she cooked?
She did this crazy stuffed flounder, and it's very intricate. It's a southern dish because, we talked about before, I grew up in the Gulf Coast, so seafood is just crazy everywhere. So she would go get these really fresh fillets, but then it had this crazy like cracker. It was a cracker, like saltine cracker based stuffing that would have shrimp and all this
Oh,
other
wow.
it was basically like a Thanksgiving dinner, but like it was kind of like a that the most I can relate it to is sort of like what you would get out of like a turkey stuffing, but obviously it's a little different. But that's what she would stuff that with, and it would have crab and have other seafood in it. And it was just, she would compliment it and then just kiss it with this lemon on the top at the very end. And it was, I've spent my life trying to recreate it. I can recreate a lot of her things, but she gave me the recipe years ago, and I can't make it just like her. And it's been one of the things that I've been chasing. It's sort of like chasing the dragon. I've been trying to find it and get back to that moment my whole life. I just, one day I'm gonna do it, sort of like her southern style cornbread dressing. That's one of the things that I've been able to master. My mother can't even make it. We talk about it. In fact, we just had a conversation a few days ago about Thanksgiving, because every year we circle back to this conversation about the dressing that it made. Well, in other parts of the country, like say on the East Coast and whatnot, they call it stuffing, but in the South it's cornbread dressing.
Gotcha. Okay.
So,
Interesting. I don't know if I've ever had cornbread dressing before. I haven't.
oh, it's unbelievable. You use a chicken stock, and basically you just take a fresh pan of cornbread. It's crazy because I'll spend, X amount of time making this beautiful like pan of cornbread, and then I basically just destroy it and then put it in a casserole dish, then add the stock to it and all this other stuff back into it, and then you just bake it and basically pull a lot of the moisture out of it. But you still want to make it wet so it's nice and it's really, really soft. But it's what we ate at Thanksgiving time. Growing up for me, that's what we had. And hers was like second to none. Like it was something that I look forward to it. And she cooked so much food when we were growing up, so we never ran short of that stuff during the holidays for sure.
And she's not with us anymore, is she?
No, she passed away. She was 93, so
Good
she
for
had a
her.
good long
Wow.
life. Yeah.
Nice.
Now my dad's parents, they're still alive. That was on my mother's side.
Wow.
Yeah, so my dad's parents are both still alive, so I've been very lucky to be able to have
We're gonna have
grandparents.
Sheldon for alive for a long time, huh? You have some good genes.
I mean, fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope I can live a long, fulfilled life. I mean, that's the goal, right? Just to be able to, I don't know, maybe just make your mark or try to leave a legacy behind for somebody. Maybe if I've touched somebody's, soul somehow by something that I've done or come in contact with, I'm such a people person anyway. So it's kind of one of those things that if I made contact with somebody and then I left some sort of an impression with them, I think that's why I'm even here.
I think that's the whole point. That's all I want to do too, is make connections and makes that, you know, that way someone thinks about you in a certain situation and vice versa. I love that. That's so how did the 2M thing, and then also, don't you have your pit down there?
Yeah, I've got the twins down here, and then if that's you're are you talking about the new one for the
Yeah,
restaurant?
are we not allowed to talk
Oh
about that?
yeah, no, yeah, that's he's talked about it a few times already. In fact, I think he talked about it the other day on a podcast
With the
with
Abe
Abe, I
Delgado,
believe.
yeah, I know,
yeah
yeah.
yeah yeah So it's not a hidden secret now. People haven't seen it, so they don't know what it looks like, but yeah, it's down here, and eventually we'll get to use it. We've got some plans. I know he was talking about doing some expanding and stuff like that, so that's still in the works. Trying to, I mean, like with anything, it comes with time, so eventually we'll get to be using it. I'd like to be using it sooner than later, but you got to crawl before you walk.
And the twins, that are those being used, were those being used the moment you got there, or were they used ahead of time?
No, those right there, they're just sitting down at Joe Melling, the other part of 2M. They're sitting down at his farm, so that's where we keep them.
Okay.
I mean, well, I'll use them whenever, and we use them for if we need overflow, if we need mobile pop-ups. In fact, we took them to Chicago when I was with Evan,
That's what I
and
thought.
anybody else that knows me, if they want to use them, they're more than glad. They know I'll either bring them or they can use them. It's just kind of like that shared camaraderie we have with each other out here.
So tell us about what you're doing at 2M. Are you doing everything? Is it kind of you've taken over when
Yeah,
they're not
I mean,
around, or like how? Because I know that you'll be, from what I heard on Abe's podcast, is that, I guess I should say, it's an I Crush Barbecue show that way, because he mentioned me. It's
right.
you'll be doing Texas Monthly Barbecue Festival too, right?
When so earlier this year, the window had kind of closed, and we didn't think we were going to be able to do it. But then last minute, they called the guys, or they emailed them or something, and said, "Hey, do you want to end up coming out to Texas Monthly?" So what was crazy about that, they'd already committed to doing this food and wine type festival that's out in Virginia, out with ZZQ.
Gotcha.
Instead of pulling out of that, since I'm here already, they just decided that I'll go out there to take care of that. And so yeah, I'll be doing that with a few folks from the restaurant, which Giselle is SO's sister, so she'll be going with us. She's the back of the house manager, so she's
Okay.
coming with me for that. This will be the first time she's ever been to this too. It'll be interesting, always around. So I've been back and forth about menu items and things like that. I've got things written down, and honestly, I got to nail it out this week, just because at some point I have to commit and then get product, and I want to test a few things before I take it out there. But
It seems like you'll, like, the way I've talked to you, you'll be testing it like the night before, like tweaking it. And
it all depends, especially because this week those guys are in they're in South Korea, so
yeah, crazy.
yeah, so it's going to be should be a pretty intense week. So to go back what you originally asked, yeah, I'm kind of like a jack of all trades there. So Dusty and I kind of bounce back and forth. So
Okay.
at first we were kind of doing like alternating weeks, but then we kind of spread it out, so then it didn't move along so fast. So like maybe we'll do it 2 to 3 weeks. Like he'll cook, and then I'll cut on the board up front, and then vice versa. So we just kind of switched up, and then that's to give each other a little bit of a break on one or the other. So working at 2M is kind of one of those places where you have to be kind of like multifaceted, so you have to be able to do a few things. So we kind of do everything there. We have a small crew, so you have to be able to do multiple things.
Do
So
you, I forget, is there other two cutters? Did you guys add a cutter to it?
no, it's just so before I got there, Joe originally was one of the main cutters, and then when they trained Dusty to cut, then he became kind of like the main cutter. And then so when I got there, he was still cutting, and then I jumped in, and now we share the responsibility.
Say someone's coming to 2M, what are they looking about line wise? I know you guys, the weekends are nuts. Like, how quickly can they get through line?
To be honest with you, like on Saturdays, since we have beef ribs and stuff, maybe an hour. Sometimes it depends.
Not too
We
bad.
try to go as fast as we can, and we really want to give everybody the best experience. And you can't go too slow just because it's too hot outside. And San Antonio's a unique place for barbecue too. So the lines tend to get a little frustrating for people, and I get that. I mean, I've waited in plenty of lines.
Yeah, so have I. That's what you do, kind of.
It is, and I always greet people up front and let them know, hey, listen, thank you so much for waiting in line. And I try to make it the best experience possible for them, just because this is our first opportunity. For some people, it's
For
our
sure.
only opportunity to leave an impression on them, to kind of share what we do here at 2M.
What has the response been with people? Have people noticed, like, hey, what, Sheldon, what are you doing here?
You know, it's funny, when I first moved out here, I had a bunch of folks that I'd worked with back in Montana that were just out here doing schools or whatnot. And I had a lot of visitors when I first got here. So the month of August was pretty busy. I had a lot of people come out and see me. And then people tell me all the time they're going to come out. So it's really cool that people want to kind of see me in this. Yeah, they want to see me in this new environment. So
I want to see you.
It's
there.
Really great.
It's cool. Yeah, that's awesome. If you were to tell someone what you love to get at 2M, is there something specific that you've fallen in love with recently, or that you're a go-to thing for you?
You know what? I'm more of a traditionalist when it comes to barbecue. So, you know, we always have snacks that we always eat. Like, I'll try to eat a little something before, and then kind of like after the line. Usually there's wave that comes through. So like at 1:30, 2 o'clock, the line shifts from like total pandemonium to, it just, you know, you have just a few people coming in. So after that time, so normally what I get, I usually get a slice of fatty brisket on a piece of bread and do the original fold over. That's my favorite thing to get.
I love that so much.
But the fold over life is all me. And I really, everywhere I go, I have to at least do a fold over. Mm-hmm. So that's my thing. But for people that have never came and they really want to try something, you got to try the Oaxaca and Serrano cheese sausage. The brisket, for sure. I mean, those are all solid. Our ribs are super, super cool. People really love those ribs. In fact, we get people all the time that compliment about the ribs. So it's kind of like one of our hidden gems.
When ribs are special, people notice, I think. I notice. I'll sometimes go, wow, I can't believe that I always, like, it's not always my go-to item. It's something I love, but it's not something that, like, I wanted to go somewhere specifically for ribs if they had brisket and sausage and other things too.
Contrary to what a lot of people believe, when you work at a barbecue restaurant, I don't eat a whole lot of barbecue. In fact, when you see it all day, every day, and then you cook it all day, every day, I tend to just taste it to make sure that we're where we need to be. And that's about the extent of it. And I want to make sure that the product is where it needs to be, because, that's what we're supposed to be doing here, is we want to make sure that people are getting the best experience. And I want to make sure the food is exactly the way that 2M wants to present that to everybody. So I want to make sure that we stay within those guidelines.
Are you going to be doing, you had mentioned offhand, like something with coffee with Miller. So did you go there to stage or hang out?
We've talked about it. In fact, Dusty and I have talked about it. And he's usually yelling at me at some like way or another, because I want to get over there. And it's usually on Mondays when they roast. So we talked about doing some roasting together.
Yeah.
And so eventually I'm going to make it. I told him, I think last week, that I'm going to make it over there. So what sucks is on my days off, which are Monday, Tuesday, I usually have stuff jam packed on those days to try to get stuff done. And then moving into a new house, getting all that stuff set up, just getting the initial, that first push out of the way. So probably in the next few weeks, I'm going to get out there, and then we're going to do that, because I told him for my new machine that I got, that the first stuff that I want to push through that and really dial in is some of the Penelope stuff. And he's like, well, just come out here and, you know, we'll roast and we'll make sure that that way that you roast it and you'll know what you actually put into it that's coming through there. So I'm pretty excited about that. I love those guys. So I got to get back out there soon. And it's just like, I live here, it doesn't seem like I can get over there like I wanted to. But I mean, eventually, once I get the house set up and everything, I'll definitely be able to make it over there more often.
So is there any peek into the future for Sheldon? Is there anything, like, right now you're focused on what you're doing here? Obviously you're going to.
Oh yeah. 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 I, honestly, I just kind of let the day carry me. I really, really enjoy doing what I'm doing right now. And, I'll stay with these guys as long as they let me or whatever. Who knows? I really don't know what the future is really going to hold. It's been a dream of mine just to come out to Texas, just to cook Texas barbecue and do this and be good at it. And I really want to focus on putting out the best product I can and just refining the craft. And Dusty and I, we experiment so much, and we really try to dial in the craft that a lot of people think that you can perfect this stuff. And there's like this myth that, I mean, there is ways that you can make things as close to perfect as possible, but you're always chasing. It's never ending. And every day we just spitball ideas about what if we change this? What if we change that? If we cook this differently tomorrow. And that's what's great is when you...
That's really cool. See, that's nice to hear.
Yeah. And that's crazy because all of our minds work that way between SOL and Dusty and I. Our minds are always constantly trying to just refine the process. And that's really what I like doing, is working with like-minded individuals. And it's exciting. That's why working with Evan and Brad and those guys, they just, we challenge each other and we push everybody to the limits. And that's what's great, because we went out, when we were out in Chicago, we did the Soho House, and that's one of the coolest places I've ever
been. Can you talk about that really quick?
Yeah, they got hooked up with that, and now that they're going to build a Soho House in Austin.
I didn't know that.
So, oh yeah, there's going to be one going up in Austin. And I don't know if they've started construction on it or not yet, but they, so they got connected with those, the like the main group, and so they asked them to come out. They'd cooked out in the one in New York about 2 years ago, and so this year, yeah, it's 2018. So the first year they cooked at Soho was 2018 in New York, and then it was right after Chicago. So this year we did, of course, we stopped in Jordan's place on the way out there, and then we kind of like did this like crazy road trip that Evan and I went on. So we ended the trip in Chicago at the Soho House, which is one of the coolest things, because it's, I didn't really know what it was. I know it's like this little like underground type club for creative people, or
I didn't realize what it was for LA until it's a big deal. Like it's not easy to get into, and I think you have to be referred as a member.
And it's the so Charlie McKenna, he came the night that we were there. So he came up there and he kind of explained kind of the process to me and how it works. If you're in the business and you can bring something creative to the table, it's not just for like people that are in the business. You have to bring some sort of creativity, and that's how you get in. And then you pay. It's sort of like going into a country club. You have like dues that are paid to be a part of it. And it's cool because you have like this crazy, there's like a restaurant up top, and then you have like all these rooms where you can have conferences and just hang out, like these little booths that you can just do whatever in. And it's kind of a cool setup, and it's one of the most beautiful buildings I've been in. It's very historic because it's right downtown Chicago. So we took Texas barbecue. Well, we took the Leroy and Lewis Texas barbecue for sure, which is funny because we cook ribs and Evan never cooks ribs. So we did spare ribs. So the last night we were at the festival at the Windy City. The last night of that, I think, is the night we did. Yeah, because we didn't go back so the next morning. So yeah, the last night we were there. We ended up cooking all the ribs and everything to take over to the next morning for the Soho House or whatever. So we did brisket ribs and sides and stuff like potato salad, and they did the kale slaw and everything. And it was great. It was a great experience, and people really got to taste what Texas, kind of the flavors of Texas there.
If you were a member of the Soho House, could you come to that event? Was that something that if you're a member of the Chicago brand?
Yeah, I think honestly, but what's cool, what I understand is if you're a member, you can go to any one of them. So it's kind of one of those places where
like London,
if you're in LA and you have a business trip, you can stay in the one in Chicago. They have like these little tokens or whatever that they have. And I noticed that they were giving these tokens when they were, instead of like paying money to eat, then you gave them this token. So I don't really know how that system works.
So it's like
I don't
John Wick or something.
Yeah, it's kind of like a secret society. It's very cool though. It's for, you know, business type industry people.
Yeah, business, the musicians, artists, actors. I know that I've talked to some friends that have gone to the Los Angeles one, and they're rubbing shoulders, just hanging out with people that it would be surprised that would be at there. Like just some of the biggest influential people in the world.
Yeah, I'm sure there's been a lot of cool deals and other things. Who knows what goes down in those places. There's probably a lot of great conversation, a lot of great ideas. Oh, yeah. And who knows, there could have been some really cool, I don't know, really cool ideas that end up turning into some sort of business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah, for sure. And it's a way for a lot of people to connect in a different capacity than at their office or at like a function.
I guess the general idea is you can just disconnect from, you know, like your, I don't know, what do you want to call them? Bullpens and cubicles and, you know, like just your normal like office environment to kind of relax and let the creative juices flow is kind of the vibe that I got. And then, you know, they had ping pong tables and other stuff in there. So we hung out there afterwards.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a sucker for ping pong.
And ping pong tables and stuff like that. So Evan and I, we were crazy into ping pong. So we played ping pong at Jordan Wright's house, and it got pretty heated. So we'll talk about that another time. But, yeah, that was
that's cool.
That's a lot of fun. So, yeah, we stopped in and visited with Jordan on the way there and got to hang out with him for a day, and then kind of did like a little pop up there on the way out to Chicago too. So that was pretty fun.
Oh, you did a pop up at Wright's?
Yeah. So we did. It's funny because, Evan grouped that in with like, that's kind of where I was going with it, with the barbecue road trip, because, you know, we started out and then we went like day two. I think the next morning we stopped in Arkansas and then hung out with him that night. And the next morning we did the beef cheeks and stuff over at Wright's place. And we did the barbacados there. And it was really cool getting to see that. That's the first time I'd ever been to his restaurant. So, and I've been talking to Jordan for quite a while.
Yeah, Jordan's such a cool dude too. Yeah.
Oh, that guy's a he's a straight maniac, man. I love that guy.
I haven't edited his interview yet that I've done, but it's like it's out there in like the best way. Like it's like sarcasm on pun on. So yeah, it's so
Oh
good.
yeah, we had a blast at his place, and you know he kind of just you know he let us have run of the roost over there, and it was really fun. So we you know we went and hung out with him. He let us stay at his house. Super great guy. So I got nothing but great things to say about him. He treated us like gold there. So I'd love to get back over there one day and just hang out, work at his
Oh yeah,
restaurant.
and I and
I
I
talked to
yeah,
him
I'd
for a
like to
bit.
spend a couple of days in Arkansas just to hang out with him and go to his restaurant multiple times in the area, just because it's just the vibe seems so cool and his hospitality seems endless.
Oh yeah, super great guy. So I, yeah, if you definitely make it out to Arkansas, there's not a whole lot else that I could think of that I would stop in Arkansas for. But
Lights
they
barbecue
got
for
the
sure.
craziest roads I've ever been on. And in fact, Evan warned me before we got there. He's like, these roads here in Arkansas are terrible. And it's funny because there's just like it's just humps everywhere in the road, and it feels like you're just riding on a washboard for miles on end. But
That's terrible.
yeah,
But
it was pretty intense. Plus, we were hauling my twins down there, so it didn't make it any better. Those things tow great, but I mean, yeah, there's only so much you can handle with the roads being
yeah,
bad.
with
So,
crappy roads.
Jordan, if you're listening to this, your roads suck, man.
And let's see if Jordan could do something about this. This is maybe he could send this on to like the civic planners and they can fix this. I think
He's got pull on the
he
golf
does have that
course with the
power.
local senators and council members, so there's probably something that could be
Oh,
done.
I'm sure. And then also the resort at Paws Up. Are you going to be doing additional things there, you think?
Definitely. Scott Schaefer is the he's the event coordinator for that, and Scott's a phenomenal guy, and he's the guy that books everybody that comes out there. So yeah, eventually, I'm not sure. I want to go back out there this coming year in 2020. So I'm not sure which event. I know Evan's going to be doing kind of the same thing that I did this past year, the Montana Master Grillers. I know Wayne's booked for that one already. Wayne's pretty much a staple of the place, so he's there every year. So I guess it just depends. Like sometimes he does the barbecue you, and then sometimes he does Montana Master Griller.
Can you explain what the resort is? Because I get emails and I follow them on Instagram, but I don't quite get my brain exactly around what it is.
Yeah, they just do all these crazy events out there. It's basically
It's in
how
Montana.
people that live in the city come out. I mean, I called it a dude ranch, and people didn't know what that was. So I
That's an
guess the
old like an
better way to
old
say it,
phrase
it's like
for
a it's a resort, is
it. Okay.
really what it is. When somebody asked me one time, I just called it a dude ranch, and they didn't really understand what I meant. So I had to go on to explain what they do out there. It's basically a luxury resort for people that that don't really get to see what it's like to live in like the outdoors, and
Gotcha.
that kind of you're not roughing it by any stretch of the mind. So don't let me mislead you on that.
Okay.
It's one of the nicest places I've ever stayed at. I mean, I lived in Montana for 20 years, drove past it a million times until I went out there, and then I really said, "Oh man, this is what it's all about."
Yeah, your
So it
photos
was.
from there were gorgeous. It looked like such a beautiful property.
Oh yeah, it's unbelievable. So they're building a new resort that's on there now, and it should be open. They sent me an email about it. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to open, but it's kind of like, I guess it's like a newer age type place, and it's adults only. So there's no kids at this one, but it looks super. I guess you want to say like modern. It's not like the tents and everything. This one, it's got really. I'd have to send you some information on it so you can
Okay,
see what it
cool.
looks like. But it's kind of like stepping into like this really crazy hotel, like what you would see in say like LA or somewhere. It's like
Okay.
super upscale. It's very cool, but
It's
it's adults
smart.
only. It's adult. They call it the adult only resort, but it's on the actual property for Paws Up. So I'm
And
curious to see how
you could
that one
stay
goes.
there year round, but they have these events too, right?
Oh yeah, and they do things all the time. In fact, they Scott spaces that out pretty well. So I know Patrick and Aaron just went out there back in August. They did the Camp Chefs, and Camp Chefs is, for the people that don't know what that
Yeah.
is they book a chef that comes out, and he goes or she goes and cooks at their cabin for a week and a half straight. So every night they go to a different cabin of people staying there, and they just set the menu and they cook for the people in their cabins. So it's kind of cool.
Holy
Yeah.
smokes,
So
that's
you can so
killer.
who knows? I mean, they have people that come from all over the country. So, you know, New York, LA, who knows? People come from all over the country to do these events, and so they book people year round. So the stuff that I did was more.
This was a group one, right? It was with Charlie and with, yeah.
Yeah, so the one that I did was Montana Master Grillers, and then that was with Charlie and
Wayne.
then Andy Husbands. Yeah, he was there. And Andy and I met a few years back, and so it was really cool to actually get to sit there. He stayed in our in the cabin with me, so it was pretty cool.
He's a cool
So we got
dude.
to really get to bond. They put us up in this crazy cabin, It's like a mansion. I don't really know how to explain to you. It's like a 4,000 square foot cabin. It's just ridiculous. And then,
yeah, sounds so tiny. It sounds terrible.
Sort of like being in the real world of barbecue. It was crazy. You know, they put all these people together. So Carrie was with us. Carrie Bringle was in the same place with us. Yeah,
and he's that guy a crazy just brings. Dude.
Oh, that guy's insane. I love him. He's out of his mind. But he's one of my favorite people. That was the first time I got to cook with him too. So we did ribs when he was out there too. But yeah, he stayed in our same cabin, which was kind of cool. Huh. So you get to really kind of have these moments with people that are kind of personal, and you're not talking about business. You can just sit around. That's why I called it the real world of barbecue, because, you know, if you ever saw the MTV show, they just put all these people in a room and you're real and just talk to people.
Yeah.
So that was kind of what it was. It was really cool.
Yeah. And they're putting people from all different backgrounds, but these are all different backgrounds of barbecue. That's really cool. We should create a show called the barbecue. It seems like
there's an idea. It'd be kind of crazy. Just put seven guys in a smokehouse and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
You just never know. And what's cool is Andy's from Boston. Mm-hmm. So, he's owned multiple restaurants and did multiple cookbooks out there. And so he was kind of like the guy that I was with the whole time. Cause all of our stuff was, so they paired you with people. So his happened to be with mine, and then Charlie and Wayne were kind of like jumping around. And what's cool about that one is Evan came out for that one just to hang out. So how they do it is, so when you come out there, then they just give you a weekend. It's kind of like a gift or whatever. So he used his time to come back out. He just came out and hang out with us the whole time. So it was really cool.
But I'll put information for that, because that's something special. Resort at Paws Up. It's something whenever I get anything from them, it's something like a wish list of wanting to do, because it seems so special. And now hearing we hadn't spoken, we've just texted about that. I had not heard how great that was. That's amazing.
Oh yeah. So the barbecue U is kind of unique because, they do more, it's like instructional videos. So like, I'll use this as an example. Wayne would go out and he would make sausage for a group of people that signed up for the sausage making class. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like those small little things that people even in Texas don't get. Mm-hmm. So he goes down there and makes sausage for people and teaches them, you know, his methods and all that stuff. So it could be beef ribs, it could be whatever, but that's kind of like, he does these instructional videos, and that's kind of like what Evan did, because Evan did it before too for the barbecue. I haven't done barbecue. I went there multiple times, but this one was the first one where I actually went and cooked with like the group of folks. So it was pretty cool.
What time of year is the barbecue? U, is that multiple times?
That was Memorial Day weekend. That one, barbecue U, is in June. Montana Master Grillers is in May on Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of like their first big event of the year, because it's kind of like the kickoff of the summer type event. And then June rolls around and they do the barbecue U. But they have events all the time. Ellen Bennett and those guys and the girls from Headley and Bennett were out there like, I think, a week before I got there. They did it was like a women's chef like thing they did out there.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was kind of cool because she had never been there either. And yeah, she said she loved it. So
she's another person she's another person you need to follow on Instagram. She's living her best life for sure.
She is phenomenal. She has the energy of, I don't know, a 10 or 12 year old. I don't know how she, honestly, I don't know how she does it. She's amazing to watch and just so talented, and everything she does is very inspirational. So I have to give her mad props, because she's just crushing it out there. I mean, I don't really know any other way to put it. I don't know where she finds the time or the energy. Like, I think she lives in an alternate universe with timelines.
I think so.
Because I don't know how she's doing it, because on a 24-hour day, I don't know how she does it.
Yeah. So. Well, and she's smart, and she's surrounded herself with a lot of great creative people, too. That's the way that you handle a business like that. Headley and Bennett doesn't exist without that team, because I visited their showroom twice, and the people are phenomenal. They're phenomenal people.
I love the colors, just everything about it. Everything about it just shows this enthusiasm, and it just gets people's creative, just everything flowing. And I like that, because it almost makes you feel like, wow, I'm not actually doing work, but I feel like I'm getting so much accomplished. Mm-hmm. So it's really great to kind of see what she's doing out there. And it's honestly one of the most phenomenal frameworks I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Sort of like what I tell people, because that's old, talk about this all the time. In fact, we're going to make a trip out there to Howland Ray's, because I try to explain to him the vibe that Johnny and the crew at Howland's puts out.
It's so smart.
It's the most unbelievable thing. And I know we talked about Howland Ray's before, but I can't tell people enough the vibe there. is it's like this drug, and I don't understand. It's hitting on all cylinders. The music's playing, and people are excited, and you don't even think about the line when you're in it. When I got in there, it's just phenomenal.
And the staff, he's empowered the staff to be creative and to make them stars in their own right. But it's so smart, and the food that they're putting out is consistent and perfect. And my brother is the pickiest person in the world. Pickiest person comes to meats and stuff. Like, he's so different than me in our food taste. But he goes
Right.
there. He's been there probably 40 times. Like, it's his favorite place to go. And he loves sitting at the bar because then you interact with the staff and with Johnny.
Oh, it's
Yeah.
great. The open kitchen environment is it's intimidating, but the environment that they've created for it is just unbelievable. And the command and response that goes along with it, I tell us all the time that it's something you have to experience, because the open kitchen format is just, it's scary for a lot of people,
Oh
but
yeah.
what they do there is so great. It's just the greatest vibe. So Johnny is he's another one out there that's very inspirational to me. I just love what he has created, and the passion and the environment. It's something I long to be a part of, and that's why I think what we have at 2M is in it fits in that framework too, because it's a small, like, tight-knit group. And most of the people that I have interaction with out here, that's kind of how it is. And I love it, because we just, that's how creative, and that's how things just happen. It's just beautiful. It's just a dance, and I love it.
And you're putting out some of the best barbecue in the world. Like, it's this, and it's because you are so passionate. Like, it's that, that's what's, I think that's what's so special. And it's like you've come to like the Howlin' Rays of Texas, essentially.
I love it. And you know what's funny now is I've kind of rolled in, so I make a different set list every day for the music. So when people come in,
Nice.
That's kind of been like something that I started, and I really enjoy it. So I try to come up with really great. San Antonio is a little bit different as far as music. I mean, you could get away with it in a lot of other places. So I really try to make the set list for each day. They're all different, but the set list for each day is kind of like on the vibe of the crowd. So when you get in there, and I get it, people are hot, people are tired, or whatever it may be. So if I have some sort of uplifting music, and
That's
I
cool.
play, I mean, I'm a music fanatic, so I
You
go
are.
deep. I do the deep cuts, and I go deep in the archives to pull stuff out. I have people, if one or two people per day have, they finally make it to the cutting block, and they're like, "Wow, man, I haven't heard that in 20 years. I forgot all about that song." And that to me is a great part of it too, because I want to be able to,
That's a
kind of
gift
bring
too.
back those memories.
Yeah. No, that's a gift because they'll be listening to that the next week, or they'll pop it in. They'll be like, ah, oh, for yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's nice when you. And it, also, music sparks so many memories, and it's visceral.
Oh
It's
yes, it's
like,
definitely something that we associate. It's like food; you associate it with so many things, and some of your greatest moments of your life are rolled into music and food. So for me, it's a home run, and I really want to make people have that great experience.
well, that's awesome. And I'd love to, I could do this another hour, but we're at 40 minutes now. So it's going to be 40 plus another hour, but it's, I don't give it, I don't care. It's
Was going to
awesome.
say that's not a quick update, but
You know
I'm
what, Mike?
long-winded sometimes. I like to talk, so.
No, but this is great. I think this is like, it's more of the, more about, you know, who you are. And it also, it's about what you're doing right now and where you are headspace wise too. I think it's important.
Yeah, we're trying to put out the best food consistently, and we're going to expand, and that's really, we want to make this something that everybody can have one day. So that's really the goal is to make a lot of people happy.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Sheldon. Thank you for taking the time, and thank you for doing what you're doing at 2M. And I can't wait to visit you and meet you in person. That would be nice too.
That'd be great. So yeah, Texas Monthly will be here soon, and then yeah, who knows what's after that. So
Exactly. All right, cool.